Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 15th of February 2024. Today's topic is The Bridge Builders. Our text today is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 11 through 16. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. Verse 13, He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. Verse 16, And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. Key verse 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 13 He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. A bridge is described as a structure erected across a river, road, or other obstacles. The people that construct bridges are called civil engineers, as they have been trained on how to build solid bridges. The purpose of building a bridge is to make movement easy for travelers. The engineers build bridges to connect people from one point to the other in another place. They help to establish connection between people. In the same way, a bridge builder is a person who establishes friendly relations between parties. He also strives to maintain and preserve such relationships. This description best captures what happens in our Bible passage. In our Bible passage, the Lord was speaking through Nathan the prophet to David that he would not build a house for him, but his son Solomon would build the house. God then promised to establish the kingdom of Solomon forever. Therefore, it became the responsibility of Solomon to build a house for God. He became a bridge builder. The house would serve as a place of connection between God and the people. Today, you can become a bridge builder by ensuring that you lift up those that are fallen, lead sinners to Christ through the preaching of the gospel, encourage the discouraged, and be a shining example of believer to those around you. Prayer for today. Lord, use me as an instrument of peace and a bridge builder. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 1 Kings chapter 6 verses 14 through 38. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.